The next mitzvah in the Rambam after the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, are a set of mitzvahs which we'll learn Be'ez Hashem together. The Rambam is a mitzvah Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun, Kuf Nun Aleph, Kuf Nun Beis, all basically the same type of mitzvahs, and each one maybe mashu different nuance in the mitzvah, aber b'yisoidoi. The Rambam has an interesting shita, kemat, not like any of the other moine ha-mitzvahs of the Rishon in the Kanta mitzvah, which needs beer, what exactly is the mitzvah and the essence of the mitzvah. So if you have a chumash in front of you before we start, the Rambam, who learned psukim, first in Parashat Shmini. In Parashat Shmini, in Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron Leimor Aleihem. Also in Tesanta Loshen, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron. Normally we say Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Leimor Daber Bnei Yisrael. Over here we have a Ibid Gechazit Loshen, Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron Leimor Aleihem Dabru Bnei Yisrael Leimor. Zei a modern shtickle posit Medavah B'Saloim Mizayin Efshu Bez Hashem. Get back to either this week or next week. Akoponim Dabru Bnei Yisrael Leimor. What should he tell Klaius? What's the tzivui of this parasha? Zois HaChaya Asher Toichlu. These are the chayas that you're allowed to eat. Mikol HaBehema Asher Al Haaretz. And then the psukim say the simonim of a behema, mafreses parsa, sheisas shesa. Then the next set in these psukim is in pasuk tes, ezeh toichu mikol asher b'amoyim, these you shall eat. In the dogim, kol asher snape the kaskeses b'amayim b'yamim v'necholim oisam toichelu. So Kipshutai Devaila, we have no mitzvah sase Kipshutai in this parasha. All we have is the lav and the issa macholos asuris. Then the next set is the oifis. Ves eila teshaksum en oif lo yeyochlu sheketzheim es haneshe ves haperes. And then in pasuk of aleph achazet toichlu mikol sheretz oif. These are the ones which are allowed to eat, but not allowed to eat. We have, again, in the Torah, besides Pashas Re'eh, where the Torah again brings all the macholos asuris of the simonim of behema and chayis. We have in the Torah, at the end of Parashas Kedoshim, in Kapitel Chof, Pasuk Chof Hei, the Mafti of Parashas Kedoshim. V'hivdaltem, bein ha-behema ha-tohoyo la-tameyo, u-bein ha-oif ha-tomei la-tohoy, v'leisi shakso es nafshay seichem ba-behema, uva'oif uva'chol asher timoitzo adoma asher evdalti lochem l'tamid. Rashi, on this pasuk chafei, says Rashi, v'evdaltem bein ha-behema ha-toyu la-tmeyo ein soich loima bein poro l'chamor k'shayim uvdolim v'nikoyim. We should make a hevdol between the tohoyu and tmeyo. We only have to make a hevdol when we need to make a distinction. But a poro and chamor is muvdo v'oim, it says Rashi. Elo, what's the pshat in this pasuk? V'hevdaltem bein tohoyo l'cha l'tmeyo l'cha bein shenishchad rubei shoshimen l'nishchad chetziov v'kama beinuba l'chevtzoi mole yasai. So mainly you have to have a havdol to be mavdil if a shchita was a shchita k'sheri or not. Ashevdalti l'chem l'tamei, it says Rashi, doesn't mean Chayas Temeyas or Behemoth Temeyas, because we're not speaking about Behemoth Temeyas, we're speaking about Kosher Shchita or not a Kosher Shchita. Therefore Rashi says Lesor L'tamei of it means also to eat, not Behemoth HaTemeyas. Is Rashi Muskin who all the Rishonim, we'll soon see Rashi is not a Dover Muskin, because some Rishonim learn that this Pasuk of the Hivdalten is Taka speaking about the Chila between a Chamor and a Por, not like Rashi learns Pshat. So let's start. The Mechudish Dika, Mehalach and the Rambam. How the Rambam learns up these psukim in Parshas Shmini, in Parshas Kedoshim, and Parshas Re'eh. Starts the Rambam, the top right of the page, Hamitzah Hakuf Memtes. Hisha Tzivanu Livdoik B'simone Beheima V'chaya V'hu She'iyo Malim Geya V'sheisam Shesa V'oz Yeh Mutter Lo'ichlon. A mitzvah sasei. What's a mitzvah sasei? To check for simone taira and then to eat it. V'heyeseinu mitzuven livdoik oisan ve'elu ha'misimonim hu mitzvah sasei. And this checking for the simonim to see that it's kosher is a mitzvah sasei. Velcha mitzvah sasei is a person mekayim. Before we'll see what exactly the mitzvah is. Velcha pasuk. Hu sha'omro yisborach zois hachaya asher teichelu. V'loshen sifra oysa teichelu oysa ba'achila. These are you allowed to eat. Ve'ein behema tmeya ba'achila. Kloima ha'behema she'yiu bo'elo ha'simonim mutter la'ichla. So the pasuk Zois Hachaya Teichelu tells us Shabehema Shein Bo Eilu Asimonim, the behem which doesn't have the simonim of Shisashes and Prasois Mutaloichloi, and the other ones Eina Mutaloichloi. Vezeh Lab Shabo Michlal Asay Suhu Asay Kumoi Shehu Mushoyish Etzleinu V'lechein Omer Acha Amayim Hazeh Ein Li Ala Basay. When the pasuk says, it's a mitzvah sasei. What is the mitzvah sasei? That before we eat a behema, we should say, Rambam's lashon sounds like you should be boidik to make sure they have the simonim, and then eat it. When am I over this mitzvah sasei? So the Rambam has a little bit of a steer dicha mashmois. It sounds like from the Rambam that if you'll eat a behemah tmeya, then besides the lav of eating a behemah tmeya, you'll also be mevatel this mitzvah sasei, a boisa tachelo. That's what's called a lav haba mechal asei. Then l'choya, there wouldn't be a chiv v'dika. Then the mitzvah would be that you're not allowed to eat machor sasuris. And the Torah, besides the lav of Machal HaSasuris, the Torah also gave an Isser Asay. These you shall eat, and nothing else. So if you eat something else, you're over an Asay. So what does that come into the mitzvah Asay of Livdoi Kasimonim, that the Rambam calls the mitzvah of Bedikas Hasimonim? Let's see the next mitzvah. So the first one was Behema. Kuf Nun Gimel says the Rambam, Hisha Tzivanu Livdoi B'Simoni Ha'oif Gamkein. A separate mitzvah of being Boidek's. I'm sorry. The end of Kufna Beis. Ve'inyan b'mitzuzu mashezachati loch v'hu sha'onu mitzuvim. Liv doik elo hasimonim v'chol behema v'chaya v'oz mutter loch. Then you can eat it. What are you doing? You buy a packaged meat and it says on it a brisket. Nishdokin simonim. That's for listen. About Kufanim, it sounds like from the Rambam that before you eat meat, you have to eat void of the simonim. Maybe the chiva is on a sheikha dafen zen. V'hadin hazeh hu ha-mitzvah. Kva hizbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu b'mesachas b'choyes u b'mesachas chulut. Mitzvah kufnun gimel. Hi shativonu livdoik b'simoni ha-oif gamken. V'hu shi'iyo k'tsas minim imenu levad mutoim. In oifes, only certain minim are mutatid. Now, here there's a difference, says the Rambam, based on a sugya, Masechtas Chulin, and a Mishnah, and Chulin, Daf Samach, that there's a distinction between the simonim of Oifes from all the other Macholos. Other ones, the Torah says specifically, Snapi v'kaskeses, Mafeses parsa, says the Rambam, by Oif, simoni ha'oif, loy nemu min ha'toyer, avol hegiyo b'chakira, shanachnu kishachapasnu kol ha'minam shenichtav yisurin, min achamin chazal. When they saw what the Torah said, you are not allowed to eat, matzanu b'hem skulois yichluloisam. We found a common denominator between all these minim that classify which oifas are kosher and which aren't. V'heim simoni oif tome, and those are called simoni oif tome. V'heyoseinu gamke mitzuvin lodun b'oifas v'loim azet tome v'zet tor, he mitzvah sasei. Veloshin sefir kol tipa tahira. This is a pasuk of Parshas Ve'eh. Toichelu zol mitzvah saseh. Hine yizboi masher Rav Mazna elav. That's counted as a mitzvah saseh. That's the second of these mitzvahs. The third, hisha tivanu mitzvah kufnun aleph. Liv doik b'simani chagovim. Gamkein v'hen k'suvim b'tahira asheloi k'ro ayim mimal l'raglov v'inyin zoysa mitzvah k'moshe b'yadah mitzvah l'fanel, to check which of the ones which are shoyis al adoma we could eat and which not. Check the simon that the Torah says how many feeders has v'chulei mikol sheret soif es eilo mehem techeilo es ha'arba l'minoi mitzvah kufnun beiz hisha tivanu livdoik b'simon e'dogim. Over here again, it sounds like it's not a mitzvah sasei of checking. Rather, when you eat it, you're mevatel a mitzvah. From the lashon of Chazal, that is naseh and lo yisaseh, vice is counted as a mitzvah. Here we have the Rambam's pshat and the Shirashi. We can sign that in Ayah Chumash, as the Rambam has a different pshat in the pasuk of Hivdalta. Not speaking about, like Rashi says, Shchita Ksheira, not a Shchita Ksheira, but the Rambam learns that this pasuk of the Hivdalta ben Atameya HaTahoya. This havdola should be with simonim. V'chein yekol min umin me'elu harba minei hasimonim mitzvah b'fnei atma. Why? Because it can't be all one mitzvah, says the Rambam, because each one has separate simonim. Chagovim has simonim, and dogim has simonim, and oifes, and chayin behema is taka one, because chayin behema have the same simonim. Now, interesting. Ich weiß, wie der Ilmat gelernt in Rashi, aber Rashi needs a beer, and maybe this was bothering the Rambam, but the Rambam didn't want to learn the pashtus like Rashi is mashma. Rashi learns v'hivdaltem in pasuk in pashtus relation is referring to shchita. What's the havdola? Roiv shchita is ksheira, and mechza mechza is not. When Galen says Amen, not long ago, that Oifis is a machoikis of Oifis nishchita or not. Is in Oifis, was it sein ben Oifat Tomi Latoy? It doesn't need a shchita bechlal. Teretz says it has to die derech simonim. So you have right to the kasha. Where is the havdola by Oifis? Rashi found the only havdola Rashi found was medafep is cooking good medaegin. So then the chiluk tishin does and does. Why? Because one is how much is the chiluk achut asayir. That's good. Leman daomer that says oifes need shchita. Leman daomer ein oifes need shchita. Vidayim galantem Rashi. It's the layman. Vidayim galantem Rashi. Like the Rambam is gavaldig pshat. Like the Rambam, we're not speaking about taka the shchita. We're speaking about the simonim. Simonim of Oifis and the Simonim of the Hema. The only shaila is why doesn't it say Dogim? That's for Zogim that once the Torah is Nefarit, it's already enough. Al-Kaponim, those are the Rambam's mitzvah sasei. Vilma Vissin, what taka is a mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? So the Rambam himself, like we said earlier, has a vissel shtir dikam ashmoyizin. What exactly is a mitzvah of Dika Simonim? Is it a mitzvah taka to check? The person sees a cow, so he has to check the hooves. He has to check his mefesis pass. He sees a cow. What's that from Tron? Or maybe Taka, all it is Taka Isra Asay. Benoisiv to the lava, Macholos Asuris, when you eat something which is a chazer or something else, a chamor, Yoivin, a lava, and lois Asay, which would be very gishmak. Over here you have a chamor, you're not allowed to eat it, you can't time it. A shor, what's it in there checking? Islam Abisarangay and Fria. That things are after Rambam. That's the Rambam is mechudish the kapshat and nochem al roi dishonim hal nish with the Rambam. It's the doctor from the Ravid. There is no Ravid in Sefer Mitzvah, but we know that the Rambam's minyan hamitzvahs in his hakdama to Sefer Hayad, where the Rambam means every of the Tayag mitzvahs, each of them, mamish bekitzer, there the Ravid is masig on the Rambam why this is counted as a mitzvah, similar to what the Ravid is also masig other times that the Rambam shouldn't count it because it's only a iser asay, like shchita. You can't eat unless you shech. Therefore, the Ravid shchita is, shchita is not a mitzvah. Says the Ravid all the way on the top right of the page of Baisai, the second piece down. Says the Rambam, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Tes in the Ramazim is Livdoik Besimone Behema Shenema Zois Achaya Asher Techeilu Mikol. Says the Ravid, you have it? Zot the Ravid, Hasogus the Ravid. Livdoik Besimone Behema Oyma Avram Kol Livdoik Livdoik. In other words, I'm just going to write one line. I'm not going to write it four times. I'm going to write one line. Kol livdoik u livdoik, namely, mitzvah kufnun tes, kemem tes, kufnun, kufnun al, kufnun beis, and all of these mitzvahs, which the Rambam calls mitzvahs, bedika, says the Ravid, ein lahem tam, sonish kem shad. Elo mishum, lava bo mechal asei asei. At most it is lava bo mechal asei asei, and therefore, that we don't count as a mitzvah asei. Once you already counted the lav of eating macholos asuris, namely of the behemah tameya, memelo automatically it's included in that, not a separate mitzvah asay. Besides the Ravid arguing on the Rambam, the Ramban in his hasogis, not over here on Sefer Mitzvahs, but earlier in the Shroshim, also argues on the Rambam, and he quotes the Rav Haigoid, which argues on the Rambam and omits all these four mitzvahs of Bedikas. So let's take a look at the Ramban on the other side of the page, the top of the page. Shoyesh Hashishi. The Rambam writes in Shoyesh Hashishi, we'll see the first three lines in the Rambam in the bold letters. Hashayish Hashishi Shamitzvah Shiyeh Bo Asay Veloys Asay Roy Limnois Asay Shebo Emitzis Asay Velav Shebo Emitzis Lois Asay. So, Rabbi, I'm coming to be masbin in this Shayish that if something has a lav and asay, I count each one separately. The lav in the Chelik HaLavin and the asay in the Chelik HaEssen. The Ramban argues, we'll first start in the top line of the Ramban. Omer Harav, Shamitzvah Shehyehei, Bo Asei Veloys Asei, Timna Shtayim, Bo Asei Shabo Mechal Asei, Velab Shabo Mechal Halois Asei, Upirish Kibazeh Shloisha Drochim. There are three types of Lav Habo Mechal Asei. Says the Ramban, Vani Royaboy, in the next paragraph, yes?
Yes.
I see in this cloud of the Ramban, a grace of machlokes. The achas min hadeis toya boy below sofik. She yesh oid lav asay bedova echot el she'ein shnei a mitzvah. There are sometimes when there's a lav and asay, and they're not both a mitzvah. Keinin bebehemos bedogim ubeoifos hamotorim voha asurim. Oma hakosa bohen asay zois habehema v'dorshu boy shehu mitzvah asay v'chein kol tzipa tohoyer techeilu osu oisoy, the Rambam made it mitzvah asay v'chein ezeh toichlu mikol asher b'amoyim, the Rambam makes it a mitzvah asay v'hadovo yedua she'ein hakavonu loyma Sheba achleinu habehema oy hadag bali hasimonim hatoyim. Oh, that's a mitzvah. If you ask in my heritage for shalashudis, but in mechayim a mitzvah, I'm eating fish that hasimonim. Vim netzoydem veloy noicha oisam. And if I'll trap it and I won't eat it, navale. I was about to a mitzvah because the Torah says eat simonim. I'm not eating. Aval kavona shom hakosav eilu toichlu veloy atmeim. Hulav habo mechal asay b'tmeim. Kidei sheyehei ha'oichol ha'tmeim oive b'lav gomor u'b'lav habo mechal asay shehu asay lefi kabol aseinu. Says the Rabbi, it's coming for an additional asay to the lois asay. So it's very negaya. L'moshul, you have a choyla and you have a choice of giving him meat from a cow that was without shechita, A&P meat, A&P brisket, or you can give him chazer. There's no chorus by either of them. Right? Shocking chorus. But is one more chomer than the other? Comes out according to Ramban, one is more chomer. Because one is only a lav. Unless you have the hivdaltim, dafim listen. Back upon him, one is a lav, and one is a lav asay. That's the pshat ezet techelot. There's no key of mitzvahs asay. It's only coming that if you eat a chamor, besides the lav of eating a chamor, you also be mevatel the mitzvahs asay, ezet techelot, and not anything else. Says Ramban Vaita, Kidei sheyehei ha'oichel, in the narrow lines in the second column, Kidei sheyehei ha'oichel ha'tmeyim oive b'lav gomor, u'b'lav ha'bo m'chal ha'sei, shehu ha'sei l'fi kabol ha'seinu. Ve'elu chiyoyse bohen, manu hara b'chal remach mitzis ha'sei, oma, livdoi b'simoni b'heima, livdoi b'simoni ha'oif. Livdoi b'simoni ha'dogim, u'bal ha'lochus t'baha,
Says the Shita Sabahag is that this is not counted in Tayag Mitzvahs, because since it's only coming to strengthen the lab, it's comparable to what you find in the Torah, Seichel al Adam. Now I eat blood. How many times in Torah do we have that? More than once. Now I'll be Mitzayir Ger. We have it more than once. It's not counted as 5 lavin or 6 lavin, because it's just the same Yisr. Says the Baha'i, that's the reason why I don't count this mitzvah either. Because it's not coming to give us key of mitzvahs asay, it's just coming to add and to strengthen the Yisr. So once you bring one lav, that's already sufficient. So everybody says, Zayir Klov. The Rambam counts a mitzvah. We have a little bit of a question mark. What exactly is a mitzvah of Das Rambam? The Ravid and the Bahad both don't count this mitzvah because there's no positive kiyum asay. All there is that when you eat chamor, basa chazir, besides the lab, you also even asay, and that's not counted as a mitzvah. Let's see how the chinuch defines this mitzvah. We'll see two pieces of the chinuch. First we'll see how the chinuch, which is interesting, in the old Sefer HaChinuch, this piece is missing. This piece is missing that in the old regular Sefer HaChinuch that you used to learn before the Minchas Chinuch. Apein poshet HaChinuch, onke Minchas Chinuch, is dem shtikl nishdot. Is let's go basically the side Aleph, the bottom left of the page. Vehineni loichasachti iti miksoiv divrei haRambam. I didn't refrain my pen from writing the words of the Rambam. Zechayin levracha bekan shechishev hamikra hazeh that counts this mitzvah of zois hachayo lemitzvah asay mipnei sheyoadati b'roish devorai lichtev hamitzvah asay deshechoshemul. Because you look at my hakdama, I like to follow say fechinuch the path of the Rambam. Even though my heart turns to the Ramban in this mitzvah, about the kings, the shreipzich with the feder, shreipzich of the Rambam. Shekosa that he writes the Ramban, shein roi shenimne bedika simone taira bebehemus mitzvah. Ki beemes acha shoase lana hatoyek tzas habehemus akoponim yischayev lohidiyenu simoni hatoyus afishenim and his toy has to say which ones we could eat. Ve'ein ze roi klal lehechoshev b'chesh ben mitzvah v'hu adin v'hu adan gamkein bebedikas oifes v'dogim v'chagovim shiachshe v'ram zechoyne lebrocha shloisha v'ramban zechoyne lebrocha lo yechashvein. So even though I hold like the Ramban, min alev of Alpha Beken in his Sefer HaChinuch, he went after the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch counts this as 4 separate mitzvahs. What exactly is a mitzvah? So let's see the Lashon how the Chinuch describes a mitzvah. Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, shenitztavinu livdoik, the top right of the page, Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel. Shenitztavinu, the same page as the other Chinuch. Shenitztavinu livdoik, Simone behema v'chaya k'shenitza lechol ozam. When we want to eat an animal, we should check its simonim. Behein, what should we check for? Malas geya v'shoysa shesa. So from the chinuch it sounds like, also, be boided. Make sure it has a proper simonim. Let's see how he ends off the mitzvah. He says, when is a person either mekayim this or over on this? He was over on this. No, you'd say, according to the Ramban's understanding of the Ramban, when is he over on this? When he eats a chazer. When he eats what? According to the way the Ramban understood the Ramban, that it's a lav habo mechalase. When is a person transgressing? When is he over this mitzvah? When he eats a chazer. When he goes and he buys Rahman with son puk and eats it, chazer and eats it, he's over the lav. Says the Sefer Chinuch, no. That's not when you're over the lav. Ashoichet went and he saw a shepsel and he looked at the feet and he sees, oh, has split hooves. But he didn't check if it chose his card. Everybody buys this meat. Over, I don't know who's over. Over the chayyim, the shoyche, the chayyim upon him was over. If he eats the meat, because it comes out he was soymech on one bedika, and the Torah says, "Medav hob and say bedikas." Yeah, modern azach. Eveistach from 20, 30, 50, 60 years ago, years as a sheep has split hooves and chewed his cud. What's the daf check in Nachamon? Sounds like a bit of funny zach. But the chinuch is clear that this mitzvah asay is not an isra asay. It's not an isra, but even chazer. When is a person over the mitzvah? He wasn't soymich and bol simonim, even though he ate mamish glad kosher meat. He's over on this mitzvah asay if he didn't check bol simonim. That from this was the chat in the zaza. Yet, Loma learning noch haloshen in the Rambam in Yara Chazoker. What the Rambam means. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Machos Asuras, which is in Seder Kedusha. Mitzvahs Asay, says the Rambam. What's the mitzvah? Leida Hasimon. Shemavdilin Bohen, Bein Behema V'chaya V'oif V'dog V'chogov, Shemutta Lo'ichlon, Ubein She'ein Mutta Lo'ichlon. Shenema. Here he brings the Ikka Pasuk, the Pasuk of Pasha Kedoshim. In the Sefer Mitzvah, he brings the Pasuk Kedoshim as an extra credit. Here, the Gufa Mitzvah is, Shenema v'hivdaltim ben abeheim ha-toyu la-tameyo, u'bein ha-oif ha-tomi la-toyu, v'nema la-havdil ben ha-tomi u'bein ha-toyu, u'bein ha-chaya ha-nechel, se'bein ha-chaya shaloi so'ichal. This is the Mitzvah Zaseh. But it sounds like from the Rambam, that's not even a Mitzvah of checking. The mitzvah is to know the simonim of behema, to know the simonim of oif, to know the simonim of dogim, and that's the mitzvah zaseh. The Magen Mishnah does not learn that from the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah learns that the Rambam is an isra zaseh. Let's see a few lines in the Magen Mishnah. It says the Magen Mishnah, Kvabiyah Rabbeinu b'psichas halachas elu, Shasimonei behema v'chaya mitzvah zasei v'shal oif mitzvah acheres v'shein shal dogim v'shal chagovim kol achas mitzvah zasei u'biya inye mitzvah zeilu b'seifa mitzvah shehu sh'on rishoyim le'achoyl hatohoyim v'loya temeyim k'mo yishom v'teyos k'anim oisa techeilu v'loy behema temeya v'yodua lav habo mechal asei asei v'cheim v'voy be'ilu trefus ha'izeh ke'elu just like when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have a lab of not doing melacha. Besides that, the Torah says a mitzvah to be shoyves and not to do melacha. The zavazach is over here. The mitzvah is don't eat these, eat the other ones. So that's like the mitzvah asay of shvisa by Shabbos, that it says that we're not allowed to do malacha sai mitzad the lois asay, sai mitzad the chiv of being shoyves. So if a person does do malacha, he's being over the lav and the mitzvah of shvisa. The zavah zachovir, if he eats something without the simonim, he's over this mitzvah asay. Many achronim, ubesoicham, the sefer zeicha yitzchak, from the Mevitz of Petterberger, from the Mevitz of Ponevizha, the Sefer Mayna Chochma, who was a Pirish in the Sefer Mitzvah from the Sefer Atzei Al-Moygim, and the Ragachava, they all learned the Rambam Kipshutai. The mitzvah is Leida Simonim, that a person has to know the Simonim in order to eat the behemoths. In other words, in order for a person to be a Sheikhet, he has to know what Simonim Akosha, what Simonim Anat. Let's say this Sheikhet only knows about spit hooves. So it checks the spit hooves, but it doesn't check anything about choose it cud. And Lemaisa, the animal taka chooses its cud. So he's over on this mitzvah of the hip dalton. Because if a person has a sheep, and he knows a sheep that it has these two simonim, he doesn't have to physically check the behemoth. But he has to know the simonim, that's what he's being soimechan, to eat this behemoth. So a person sees, the chayitza goes in the forest, and he sees an animal, and lemeshul it's a shohabur. He never saw a shohabur in his life. But he sees it, spit hooves, so he shechts it. But spit hooves is not enough, because maybe lemeisa doesn't chew its cud. But he's soymich on one simen and not the other. Then he's mevatel this mitzvah. So if it's upon the vision, that's what the chinuch also means. Avada unze shoychle was mehome that I'm a lumet to shecht only cows or maybe sheep or goats, whatever it may be. And they know these are, they don't have to check the simonim. If they have a behema that they don't know what the simonim are, and they're soymich on one and not the other, then they're mevatel this mitzvah sasei or bedika sasimon. Lamalan Aposhu is first in the Ragat Shova in the Sefer Sofnas Panech on the Rambam. On the other side of the page, second piece on the left. Ayin Barava Magid. Let's start with the second piece on the left. Mitzvah Sasei Leida. Ayin Baharad Hamagid Shekosev Hatam Machmas Achila. After Isra Achila, the Torah goes to Mitzvah Sasei. Ah, Be'emes, Mikan Mevuya V'chein B'teres Kehanim, the Hayidiyo Ba'atzma Hi Mitzvah. B'soy Pasha Shmin, the Losh of the Torah Skanim is, B'yoideya Eze Tomei V'eze Torah. L'choyer Mashma Hatam Mishum Takola. The Torah doesn't say rely on sheep, cows, or whatever it may be. Know the simonim, kidei that you couldn't come nixa. Because if you won't know the simonim, it can come out that you rely on one and not the other, and it comes out you may come to be nixa. Therefore, the Torah gave us a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Know which I have the which simonim are kosher and which simonim are in kosher. Lomit then Moisev Zayin. A very interesting chiddush. A chiddush from the Sefer Mayna Chochma. Everybody knows Shitas Rambam is Sofik Daraisa is Min HaToyah L'Kula. The Rabbanan, we have to be Machmer, but Min HaToyah, the Rambam Shita is, we learn out from Sofik Mam Zemuta that B'chol HaToyah Kula, Sofik Min HaToyah is L'Kula. What happens if a person sees an animal and is not sure a fish or a bird and is not sure if this is a kosher or not? A suffix. He can't tell the simon and whatever it may be. He has a suffix if it's kosher or not. So, if it would be anything else, suffix menatari lukulam. Zogt meine Chochma, wie hier der Teuer sagt, so ist ein Chai, er schütt euch ein Lu. Aber hier, until you know for sure that it has a Simonim, it's also. And the Afgemina is, you wouldn't be able to be Soymech on Sofik when a Teuer Lekula. Which Bechol a Teuer could be Soymech on, or the Hele Teuer says no. You have to have a Simonim but Teuer is Vadai to know that it's Mutter and it's Mutter. So Vadai. If you see a sheep, there's no question, you see a sheep. If you see an animal, you don't know anyone in Lomaz are going to be Soymech on a Sofik. Oh, I see one, Simon, but someone has the other. So Minat Teuer had it been anything else, you say, Emes is Sofik. So the pasuk to know until you see both simonim, you can't rely on the din of Safik, and that's what was netosiv and that halacha of Zayisat Chaya Shetechela. As I stated in an Atzei Al Moigim Sefer and the Rambam called Nine Hakochma, the bottom right of the page over here that we're holding.
V'nirili lahatim dvarav. You have it, everybody say?
Yes.
V'nirili lahatim dvarav apidas Rambam. The hasveika shel toya midaraisa lekula. Zulas heicha deikva yisur, unless I have a chazaka. V'imkei mikrodach zezeh lo yisai chaylo, sh'osa aleinu bo b'simen echot shel taya, akati lo yadine bo'yot b'midbo, umotza beheima shepaisiseh chatuchos. It's cut off. How should he know? Upiya gomum. The gami yevsha lived there bebosir tachas kanti ukez. Oy shevsha lived there bakshen and maki aroi. Hayi bechal sofit. Veloy gora misof mishah sveki atoyed. Leikla behisura dazin and behu Daniel. The kule. Azeb akosev oyso toichei lepeish. Tafka hamavureres lecho b'shnei simone tayre. Al besofik nehi dela. Lekka, there's no lav because the lav is like kol teyakul sveikul lahokul miya b'lav avol mechla say it's aser. That was nitoisim and nischadish and derechiyif and livdoi. As they state in the main akovne, he was mechavin aboizai keemze to amoidik atshuva in the rivosh. Und the zach which is zayin is bayer in the teshetzach and many svarim that came out with different shilas about birds, fashidin azachin that we didn't have a messiah on, their rivosh is a great man loma and their psak aloha. We know our klal as hoch and achar roiv. Could we be soymach and hoch and achar roiv for oifus? Let's say in one place, all roiv oifus akshayim. This place, roiv oifus akshayim. So normal, you go bust the roiv, and you should be able to eat it. So after Rivosh, since the Torah gave a mitzvah of bedika, you can't be soymich on roiv. You have to say, rely on yourself, only your diet to say it's kosher. About it, nachma. If you see a fish, and you know it's a kosher fish, you recognize a fish or a sheep, or anything else, or you see a chicken, and you know what it is, you don't have to check. But the Chiyai Gavna, we don't know. And the way the Maina Chachma says, I can't check, the feet got cut off. So Minatayah would have been suffered block. Or you have roiv. And here's the Torah says no. You have to check it in order to eat. Kiyo Torah gave a special chumah in the Machoros Asuris, that the Mekenet Shleim Ezan and roiv, Mekenet Shleim Ezan of Sovet Reisel Vekula, over here you want to eat it, that's Zayin Vadei Kosher. Mishnah Zazah, Misofek, or that Fibu Bosa roiv. Says the Rivosh. V'oid, you have it above, above the Maina Chochma. V'oid, Kivan Shatoyot Sivsa. You have it? Kivan Shatoyot Sivsa. Lived the besimonim shaloyia michov dal oifas hatameim akuma shekaza ram perik al milchus mechos asuris al kocheinu yesh lanu lachosh lechol echad mehem vafilu hu miuta zulasi leperis vaznia biyishub shenim tzoyim sham klav. There is not even a mir shenim tzoyim el bemidrius vayya yomer choykem ad moish shen soif ayish ava ksheem shalim tzoy choyshishin lemir vushteit achoyshishin lemir toshteit in dem mitzvah sasei from bedika sasimonim. Hom in gewaldige pshat why the Ram is counting this as mitzvah is avada take. The Ramban understood that it comes to give a lois assay and an assay on eating those behemoths of those oifers of those dagim which aren't kosher. But mashmo is divi ramen min yad is that the mitzvah is to know the simonim, or even more spelled out, you can't spell any more clearer. Divi hachinuch, that the chinuch says that if at the end you know for sure you ate a dag kosher or an oif kosher or a behemoth kosher, but if you were soymich on one simon and not both, you're mevatel the mitzvah assay. What does it mean that you relied on it? You couldn't check the other simon. Or you didn't know the other simon, you're mevatel the mitzvah assay, even if it comes out, they ate a kosher abroad. This we are moistened. The Sefer, Maina Chochma says, Hu adin. If you have a suffix, the rice, the b'chol ha-tayr l'kula, here the Torah says no. You have to be soymich, you have to know the simonim, and then you can eat it. Beis, b'chay gavna, when the Torah said, check and know the simonim, if you have a roiv, it doesn't help. Because roiv doesn't say, I know, unless there is no mir. If there's no mir, then you know this bird is a kosher bird. But if there's a mir, which aren't kosher, you cannot rely on the roiv. If you ate it, are you over the lav?
No, you're not over the lav because the lav is like any other lav in the Torah. What you're over is on this mitzvah sasei. Comes in mitzvah punavenshah and says another gavaldi gai sofa.
Chazal tell us that fish that have one of the simonim is really enough. It's really enough. So to Gemara, really one of them is enough. So why do you have to have two? So once the Gemara's lush says the lush and lahag the Torah la'adir. So the Mitzvah Punavish, what's the lahag the Torah la'adir? You know what this means? It means that a person taka sees one, he should check for the other. He's mechuyev to check for the other. Avad the emesis and the Torah said, if you have one, we know there was another one. But since the Torah says check for both, so the Shai to check for both, you mechuyev to check for both as a mitzvah. That's added chiddush. Because over here we know for sure that the chayyim is kosher, but nevertheless the Torah says look for that second siman if you could, and then you mechayim this mitzvah of bedikas hasiman. Thus is the gvaldige mitzvah from the Rambam. What the bia in the Rambam is mitzvah melen and zeh poshiv is a state in the Ragachova and the Maina Chochm and the Rivosh Avada not a Isra. I say like the Ramban understood, like Mashmoy Zvav, the idea itself is a mitzvah. We have to rely on that in order to eat it. Yes, Rabbi Sevum, I am getting another interesting noise. Zeh interesting noise. Was the erste was said wegen dem in der scheine machreinem is the marit. The maharit. Kufa sabay seisef, in the tshuva's marit, the tshuva is about an interesting desire, which is not simonim of behema. The question is simonim of godless. Godless. Stay serious by God. Kratis, marit, you would have thought it's a shah you could find a place. By the hand of the Achronim, or the Achronim from the Fiyah, they could do, their Shaila klet the Marit. The Marit Shaila is, what's the Pshat in Simoni Godless? The Simonim create the Godless, or the Simonim is just a Raya that he became a God? They klet the Marit. Says the Marit, the same Shaila that we're clearing, when they get to Simonim Godless, does the two Cyrus make the child for a God? Or the two sires are just a simon that he became a golem, but nothing to do with the sires. Boyfriend, that even if we know it wouldn't be two sires, if we could use it, have a different simon, he became a golem, it's also good enough. So the Zelbazach came and clan, in the simon that we have by Behemoth, Chayiv Oifis. The Taira is because it has simonim, or the simonim are only a simon. The Taira said a cow is kosher. Why is a cow kosher? Not because it has split hooves, but truth is cut. That's only a simon that Torah said a cow. That's what's matatid, but not as the simon. Let's see the words of the Marit inside. Says the Marit Nimsi, Yazirayef and Agomori and Masechti Zivamis Benegeret is simoni godless. Nimsa, rabbis, you have it? The top left of the page. Nimsa, the Cyrus, simon ba'alma. Cyrus don't make the godless. Cyrus are a simon on godless. Kemoi is similar. Shemosa simin be behema tohoya va'oma. Mylas geya be behema oisai techelo. V'chein, mafresis parsa. Ve'einon ela simin lahavchin bein behema latoya latamea. They are not what makes the behema tohor or not. Rather, they are a simin. Loi shaklita goremes tuma. Not that the colored makes a tuma, but they are only a simon of tuma. No, vulgar will listen to the raya. What's the raya? Efshin it does like. So to marry the chagbeg and the raya. Teda shai ono matirim kolut v'mei pora. Kedisnan b'perkam de b'choyes behema tmeya sheyolda kimin behema tahaya. Also, ba'achila utahoya shiolda kamin behema tameya muter ba'achila alma lav b'simonim tal yatum v'tayo. What happens if a shor for some reason Eibush tameya gives birth to a chamor? A parah gives birth to a chamor. Shtei migomor it's muter to eat. If the simonim would make the tire, so the marit, why would you look at it? Elamad, the simonim are only a simon that it's taught.
But if this comes out from a pora, so that rather, it's a min tahir. Where did it come from? It came from the pora. But if a pora is not kosher, only because the pora has simonim, so this chama would also be also. As they state in the Marit, thus is Zayin Raya, thus is the gather for simon. Lama Lenin, and to Santazach in the Ragachov. The Ragachov is Oktazoy. I beg to enter Santa Raya for an Andrew Gamor. Ach Behemes, I boy say around 7-8 lines at the end of the Tzofnas Paneach. The first word in the line is Ayin Shin, Ayin Shom. Ach Behemes. Kach, the sphere le rabbeinu, the yesh nafkamina lebein simone behema le simone oif. I'm worried the kechap from the Ragachov. In the Torah, like we learned from the Raman oifis, the Torah doesn't say bechav le simone. What makes a Torah? By the other ones, the Torah does. So the Ragachov le daitoy. This shaila of the Marit. Do the simonim make the tire, or the simonim a simon would depend? Oif, the tire bechalkin is kein simonim. As I've added by oif, the simon doesn't create the tire, because the tire bechal doesn't say the simonim. Just the simonim that we know are just a raya, those birds are tohoyers, and those birds are tamei. But when the Torah says specifically snappy the kaskesis, or bafesis parasa, there the simon itself creates the tire. Look at the Ragachov. Be'emes nirka, dinei, the sphere of the Rabbeinu, the yesh nafkamina lebein simone behema le simone oif. The gabe behema hasimonim huatayra. Shalom. Machmas gezeres hakosiv. Mashenkein by oifis. Skip down to the last line and I'll go back to them. Have a simone oifis. The simone chayu le gabi chelba. Zeh have a rak simen. Eza hator. Deza hiachayu. Since the Torah b'chal simcha, gidnish the simonim, so how can you say simonim makes the tire? It was only came out from the conclusion that the Chacham saw these birds, yes, these birds not. So about it there, the simonim don't make the tire. Or by Hema and by Dogim, over there the Torah says the simonim, is the simonim make the tire. Buda Raya. So now we're looking for Raya Pakesh from the Marit. The Marit brings the Gemara in B'choyres. That's mevuyah that the simonim don't make the tire. The Ragachov will not bring the raya faker. That the simonim make the tire. Velcha gemara. I'm pesant the bakanti gemara and mesechtes baba basa soy peret hashutzen. So the gemara has a the gemara has a shaka b'taya zvishin iyoiv and the eibishter. The gemara is after zoy. Rabbi say the second piece down on the right. Three lines to the end of the Gemara. Oh my Rabbi, you see it? The first line, the word line is Loi. Yeah, have it right above the Rivosh. Oh my Rabbi, Bikesh Iyoiv Lifters Kola Oilam Kulay Minadin. Iyoiv wanted to pat the ganze world from Din. Oh my Lefana Rabbi Nishalaylam. Barasa Shoy Pasoysev Stukis. Barasa Chamor. Pasayis of Klutos, Barasa Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenim, Barasa Tzadikim, Barasa Yishoim. Mi Ma'akev Ayodcha. Zokt of them, Rashi. Says Rashi, Barasa Shor, you have it? Barasa Yishor, the Parasayis Tukos, the Chamor, the Prasayis Klutos. Ezeti Harta, the Ezeti Mesa. Hakol Bo Ayodcha. The Ragachov Fashtan from the Gemara, if the Pshat would be Simonim, are just a raya that this behemoth is tar. So it has nothing to do with Simonim. Ata Barasa, Dechamor Azoi, and Dechor Azoi. It's not Buzak, you are Boy Yetzahor, you are Boy Yetzahor. If the Pshat would be that the Simonim are only Hechatim said to know that a Shor is Mutter and a Chamor is also, so what did Eve tie to Chosin to Simonim? He was that this one has that simon, that makes him Tor. And this one has that simon, makes him Tome. Says the Ragachov. Let's go back to the Ragachov. Ach,
Be'emes kach svir leiler abeinu. The yesh nafkamina lebein simane behema le simane oif. The gabe behema has simane hu atayr. Machmas gezeres akosid. V'zehu masha oma v'gemoyer de baba basa daf tezayin barosa shor. Ayin shom b'rashi. It's a loyma v'zehu amitayr. The taina was it bashafin desim into machin tayr and desim into tumor. It's vayis dechoyis a simane make tayr. What does he do with the gemara and b'choyis? That's Hashem oid chazayin l'moy. That's a ganze shver sugya with a lot of Rishonim in the Gemara B'chayis, what the Pasha Yoytzim at Tomei Tomei is, but the Vaila, with Lozen, with their Svei, two sides of the coin. The Marit, Klaet HaShayla, the Marit says, Simonim, Afila Ba'e Behema, only a Simon and Tyre, similar to Simone Gadlos, Haraya, because a Chamor that comes out from a Pora, the Gemara says, Mutter Ba'achila. On the other side, the Raglachov says, by oif, avada, it's only a simen, because the Torah doesn't say b'chal, what simonim is Torah wants that. But by behem, where the Torah says specifically, there the pshat is that the simonim make the tayah. Haraya, because Eve said, why is it shor mutter, chamor mutter, there's no pshat. It said, because the Abishah made this with simonim tayah, this with simonim tumah, vayistachor is the simonim machin the tayah. So though noch ein marimokim avdeh shayla, based on Isaiah Bakant Chazal. The Archaim and the Ben Abachayim, both in Pasha Shemini, bring a Chazal and a Medrash that says that Lossed Lovoi, the Eibishter will be Mekaya Chazir. And the Shaila is, the base in the Torah is Anishtana. The Torah is Anishtana. We can sign as the Eibishter Machen a Chazir at Zain Mutter. But so you have the next page. Lomazan, Ashtikel. Or Chayim, the Pasha Shemini. Vuhu geyo lo yigo. Perish, t'nai hu hadova. Kol z'man, shahu lo yigo. Av lo se lovoi, yala geyo, v'yachse liyos mutter. V'loi, she yishoa b'loi geyo. V'yose, ki toyo loy tishuna. What's the pshat of the chazim of the kamutah? Says the Archaim, it doesn't mean that the Eibush will be mishana the din. The Torah says chaz is not osir. Why is chaz osir? Because it doesn't have a simonim. Luya said the Eibush had machin that the chaz will have simonim. It's ein mutah. It's they call the Archaim according to Shvi the Marit. You learn like the Marit that the simonim are only a simon, so nothing's going to change in the chaz of kipshutah. Hashem, if you learn out there, the softness paneya, that the simon and taka are what makes it toy, what makes it tome, to leave so it chaz it, hum, fi, will be now be that, have a simon and taya, the male will be mutter. Lama no learn in Nocha Shtickel in Achubas Radvaz. Radvaz of Tezoi. Sha'alta mi meni. Amashanimsa be medroshim, shakol hamoyadim betalim, v'imei hapurim loy betalim, shanema, v'imei hapurim ma'elu lo yavu. The kasha tuva boksiv loisaisiv al double isigur mimenu umihu sheyoy mashi yizbata afilo isecha menatoya. So they bring the tshuva say ragvos as kasha with them. In the end, the Radva says like this: Kvan nishalti al kiyotze bezer. 5 lines at the end of the street shtickle. Kvan nishalti al kiyotze bezer bo omroi. Lama nika shmoi chazir, shayin medrash, why is it called chazir? Sha'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir li Yisrael. Ulfi ha-pshat, efshla taras aderech ha-shek hasati. Ki yil Yisrael oichlim, mashmanim ke'ilu hutalem bosa chazir. V'loi, sheyuta lahem bosa chazir. V'osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir li Yisrael li Yis lahem sanega v'doi. Zot aderech ha-soid, yesh l'may l'sar echod, Ushmoy Chazriel, who Kategor al Yisrael, V'osu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachzir Li Yisrael Li Yislehem Sanega V'dayim. So that doesn't mean the Eibush will be Makte Chazir. Eshtens will mean that the Eibush will have such Matamim Kilo Asot Chazir. Hein, Felton Zoyis Nebuch. Mamish Ken Chazir. Mamish Ken Nug Matamim. Felton Zoyis Chazir. Las Lov Ezan Ezleif Matamim as the Zan Kilo Hot Chazir. Eza. The Tzveit Ezak Zabte is the Eina was that the Felucha Mamlet Zrach Klai Yisrael.
Und sein Name von der Malach ruft sich Chazriel.
So to advise, but it means loss of love, the Abishali Machzidim, Chazir to Bein Tor, doesn't mean that Behemah the Chazir, it means their Malach won't be anymore Melitz Ran Klai Yisrael, that Naim Noah Melitz Tefer Klai Yisrael, and thus meant Osir Lavzir, Kama Hamachloikis, the Chaim and the Advaz, the Egeshmak. The Advaz understood that even if the Simonim change, it will still be Osir, because Chazir is the Etzim of Behemah Tmeyer. Hashaykin and Melan Daldeh for staying the ragged show that the Simonim are shaffing the tire, can Melan is there good. The Chazer that coming to have now Simonim tire, the male will be mutter, because now also Chazer not also. What's also is Machmas, it's Simonim. I'm on my palm and note. Well, upload an ashtickle going. I'm already the ashtickle going. I've shown cover like boy, but this is a bad god. The going is going in the Gemara and Mesechtes, Yuma. Where the Gemara speaks about the chiluk between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Seni. Zei Amoridit to Bakanta Goin, but the Gemara says that the Bayis Rishon was chorev because of Gimel Aveirus Chamuris, but it's not Yerai Shvichazom. Bayis Seni was chorev Sinas Chinam. So the Gemara says in Tesant Eloshon. The Gemara says, Rishonim, Rishonim Hoyu. Chtelach Aveirus. But the goal is only 70 years. What's the Gemara's Lashon? What? No, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara's Lashon is Rishoyim Hoyo Elo Shatolu B'tchoinim B'Hashem Achroinim Zot the Gemara Nishkoin Azoy Memeila Loi Tolu B'tchoinim B'Hashem Memeila Dven And Gvaldig Arichos Agolos Achman L'Zoy. The Goyin and them Shtekel Act of Gvaldig Itash. The Gemara says, what was the chiluk by Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? Bayis Rishon was Avodah Zarah Gerai Shvichas Amu, and Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam. The Gemara seems to say something else. Rishonim, Rishonim, Hayu Ela, Shetolu B'tchoinim B'Hashem. Mashenkin Bayis Sheni was Loi Tolu B'tchoinim B'Hashem. Who's that? Loi Tolu B'tchoinim B'Hashem. The Gemara is at the Pesandish. The Gemara is at Sinas Chinam. One more way to say, I'm in a poem in a Gvaldig Goyin, which is a few hours actually, I'm going to go in, but no, it's not going to be better to stay in the going. So to go in as well. We shine him, like I'm showing him, said the Gemara, Nisgalu Avoinim, the Aveirus were Begoloi, Nisgalu Kitzim. You have it? Under the red verse. Achroinim, Shaloi Nisgalu Avoinim, Loi Nisgalu Kitzim. That time. Here we shine him, Hoyu Maseim Hatoivim, Tumunim, Vaivinaseim Guluim, Kilibam Hoyu Toiv. Their lave was ventoid. No, it was like a chitzonius. It was external that they were even able to zorah shvichazomim, but the lave is going to say Eibishter. Achroinim lehepa. The outside was grace of chassidim. They would look like they were fine people. But pnimius, the gven ra. The rachmona liba boy. The omru. Vishoinim shahoya behem of adazorah gilvai shvichazomim. Ela shetolu betchoinim bakadosh baruch hu. Nimsa shemaseyem ramoi shekulim beyhoyer vayava aveyos chamur shebetoya abelibam hoyetoyd moi shemaylas habitochen al kulam vaachroinim vashne gvaldi goyim mekene goyim achroinim osku betoya uvegimilas chasana mevnei maachoyer says the Gemara mevnei sinas chinam lamedcha sheshkula sinas chinam keneged al aveyos chamur kamay shom eze pasha ktana vahafta lerecha kamaycha. No, I'm even going to say by a sheer nacht and by nacht. The more you do, because I'm kaddai to the deal to listen to them, doesn't know it. I said, oh, and they remind me panos sefer. The sruf sag, mein aganim, achidish godlo, what's the simcha from Lag Boima? Is that the simcha from Lag Boima is not because the Tamid Rebbe Kiva died, stopped dying. But he says that, he makes a cheshbon, that the 24 days from Pesach, which aren't Shabbos or Yom Tov, and in those 24 days, 1,000 Talmidim died every day. Lamed Beis Lo'oimer was the last of the 1,000 of the 24,000. Afterwards, Menashemayim was Nigzai Bekiva should die. And Lag Bo'oimer, or Gdavzai Mises Bekiva. The Abish that took away the Gzeya of Mises Bekiva and Lag Bo'oimer, when Zakhri Mami Panah, those are the Simcha from Lag Bo'oimer. That we had the Bekiva staying around to be able to be Mamshah Torah. From the Chayyus, the Haim Tikat Tov, it was a Thursday night, Dachsa, Shem Delesh, and Lechagavad Yosef.
the going that month, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ezu Parsha Ketana Klal Gadol B'Toya, V'Hafter Eicha Kamoicha." The Leshem said that Rabbi Kiva was mechadish their Klal Gadol B'Toya after Mises Tamidei Rabbi Kiva. He saw what does it mean when Noga covered Zeh B'Zeh, Zaganse Mises from the ganze world. He was Oymed Mitzayf them as their Klal Gadol B'Toya V'Hafter Eicha Kamoicha. Says the going Amar Rabbi Kiva. From Vanen stammt. Von wann stammt ein Mensch not to be nizid v'after eich ha-kamoicha? Midas Reus. Nein, es ist nicht Midas Reus. V'hu mechoyse ha-bitochen. Shekol ha-kina v'asina mimenu. If a person is the emes of bal bitochen, it's not shayich sinna, it's not shayich kina, it's not shayich enes sinna schinna. So the zeh klal gol v'hafter eich ha-kamoicha comes mikoyach bitochen. So to go in that strand in Gemara. Rishoyne mishoyim hoyu. Obe, kolu bitchoyne b'ashem. Achroinim hasin haschinim. Eibazoy is bal korcheinu. Is loy kolu bitchoyne b'ashem. Favos, shekol hakina v'hasinu mimen. Och, shay. Doesn't cover that boy. Yes, but it's a great unzer sugi. V'lochein. Rishoynim higolu higlu begimu malchiyas. The first doyus until the last one, which was Edoim, there were three malchias that they went in: Yovan, Parasamodai, and Bovel. Shesimin Tyre Shalohem Mibifnim, the Simin Tumah Shalem Bebuchutz. If you look in the Medrash and Pasha Shemini, which we just learned a few weeks ago, you'll see that the simonim of the behemoths, which are Tumeim, represent the Dalai Malchias. And those simonim, check it out later, we don't have to time to say everything inside. You check it out and you see that the Goliaths that represent Bovel, Poras and Modai and Yovan are those behemoth Temeyas that have the simon Taira Mibifnim, the simon Tumah Mibichutz. And connected that Klaiso Rechoyte also Mibichutz. V'achroine, Baba Unze Golos, the Golos Yishmoel. Yishmol mit Edoim, shenim shel chazir shehu behepe, shehu poishet telofev laharis iman etayr shaloi. The surveya, the sheva toiva veiz beliba. The chayin hu begolos hazeh. Ve'inyone ve'inyin siman etayr betelofev. And as zeh mayer chad eisem mit yishmol zamen. Ova yosef and the goyin is amoyer de gazar. There's two types of siman etum. There are those behemoth tmeyas that have a simonim mibuchutz, but don't have a mibifnim. And there are those that have a simonim taira mibuchutz, and mibifnim is simonim tumen, who are din faker. The three goliaths are compared to the three behemoths that have a simonim taira mibifnim, simonim tumen mibuchutz. And that corresponds to chayisol chatoim until the golas edem, because our veil is also only mibuchutz. Nizgalo avoinam, nizgalo kita. But the pnimius was totally betchoyin of Hashem. Unze golos represents the chazer. But what's the chazer? Well, enjoys him is that he's going to try to eat him. But loy tolu betchoyin of Hashem is thus sin aschinam. What's it zayin to Yeshua? When Chayasol will be misakin the pnimius. Then what's going to happen? The chazer v'teichat them in the simonim. Oh, it's chazir. The man of chazir lost his love at home in Simon Etaya. When Chayasol get back to Simon Etaya. And then the Abish will give us back the simonim with Bias HaMashiach when we massacred their chet, which was going in the Churban from Bayashen. Friday afternoon, Rabbi Yisrael, be mamshach next week according to Zik.
On the simonim, but what is Simon?
What?
The Torah identified which purpose of the Torah is
not Simon. Right, but the Gemara says that from these we learn out what the simonim are.
What is
the Zephek? No, you learn a Mishnah. The Mishnah brings. It has a Zephek, the ones that pray. Pray, not Davin.
Rabbi Yisrael says he never ate any turkey because he didn't get Mashiach.
That's another thing, that's another thing. Maybe speaking, that's another thing. But I'm saying the Mishnah says that the Oifers have simonim. Not that the Torah has simonim, but if you look at all the birds, Chazal looked at all the birds and said, what's the common denominator between the ones that Torah and ones that Timaeus? The common denominator is they all have a zephyr. They all, when they come down, they split their feet and they don't pray. They don't pray on birds. So now the question is this just a simon? Or is that now, after Torah Shema Peh, this makes them to be Torah?
Leibus is not, but the Torah says it is not. He does not. He does not. Open a hair. He does not.
Okay, for Stephen.
Rabbi Schlesinger said yesterday that the reason for the Lazon was simply because everything David got himself out of the new
the Sheikh. The connection between the Sheikh and the person that's eating it, how does it work? Everyone seems to be masking. Everyone seems to be masking if you have to eat it. No, this only comes if that's what a Sheikh chef doesn't know. But when Yenim eats it?
I don't know.
Everyone says,
Achila.
No one says,
if I go into a butcher and eat,